We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Staff's Washington's premier musical, Satirist, and with Elena Newport and Mark Eaton out with the swine flu this week, Brian Ash. Brian, welcome off the bench.
I'm tending the pig farm here at the Capitol Staff.
That's right.
Making sure that everybody stays away from my pigs.
Exactly. So you guys all walking around Old Town Alexandria with the face masks on now?
Face masks, the full hazmat suit. We pulled our old spacesuit costumes from the basement. And put those on and walk around like that. It's kind of tough to do in 75-degree weather, but we make it.
Well, I'm sure you guys are working on something along those lines that you'll have ready for us in a couple of weeks here. But
well, you know, it's been a crazy week. I mean, what's the big story? Is it the swine flu? Is it the Chrysler going bankrupt? Or is it Arlen Specter switching parties? If you can fit all three of those things into one song,
that'd
we're going to hire you and bring you over here to work for us.
That'd be great. Don't forget the Supreme Court vacancy, too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, you know, just a couple things on the president's
plate. It's just a quiet week here in the Capitol Steps office.
Yeah, exactly right. But the Capitol Steps, you know, we just also observed the 100 days of the Obama administration. And, of course, one of the things that everyone needed to get used to in the beginning was Obama working with Hillary Clinton, the big rival on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. You know, you never know who's going to outshine who in that dynamic. Is it Hillary? Is it Obama? Who's really going to take the lead here?
Or possibly a third person.
I don't know. Who could that be?
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It is such a pleasure to be here tonight. I am so delighted and happy to be here to introduce to you our new president, Barack. Oh, who am I kidding? This is my year, people. It should have been mine. That being said, please help me welcome President Barack Hussein Obama.
Hillary, thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. And welcome to my administration. I hope you're happy with your new position.
Well, wait a minute. Did I hear someone say there's a new position? Why haven't I heard about this?
No, Bill, see, what Barack is saying is that since he gets to be the leader of the free world, I should be happy being what so many women before me have been. A secretary.
Actually, what I was saying is that Hillary will play an important role in my administration. I've invited her to sit on my right hand.
So much for the circulation in your right hand. Hey, Barack, by the way, I understand that when you were taking the oath of office, John Roberts stumbled on the word faithfully. Kind of reminds me of my wedding vows. But hey, look, you know, since the three of us are here, and I mean, I know that's not the good kind of three-way, but perhaps we could all work together for the good of the party.
Ebony
and ovaries is the ticket to liberals' destiny. Just like Alex Rodriguez, yes sir, we've got chemistry.
He'll, you know, folks say that he's untested wherever he goes. He'll need lots of help and expertise to get things done from day one in his new White House.
His resume's thin,
like an Olsen twin.
Bill, you did campaign for me. Is there some way to thank you personally?
Just how soon can you send her somewhere, please, that's overseas?
What could possibly go wrong now? I guess we soon will see.
Thank you.
Oh, good stuff. What else Capitol Steps working on here?
Well, like I say, we're working on stuff. You mentioned it before. We got to try to get something in there about Arlen Specter, about David Suter, about all sorts of crazy stuff.
So you guys are going to be busy here in the
week. We're going to be extremely busy in the next couple of weeks, but people need to come out and see us to see exactly what we're up to.
Exactly. And, of course, summer vacation season right around the corner. Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday night downtown Washington. Brian, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Brian Ash at the Capitol Steps. Check them out online, www.capsteps.com. You can buy their brand new CD, Obama Mia. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.